1027 WNEW, The Rock of New York with Boston. Johnny Lang before that, Still Raining, and the Scorpions to Rock You Like a Hurricane. Good afternoon, it's Opie and Anthony.
Why wasn't Boston on a Where Are They Now on VH1 this weekend?
Yeah, because they are all over the place.
Yeah.
We know where they are.
Who played our Christmas party that one year?
Oh, Brad Delp.
Brad Delp.
Yeah, back a couple of years ago up in Boston. He played a Christmas party in some Beatles cover band.
Yeah.
Pretty sad. And Sib.
Know how sad it was, Anthony got up and sung with him.
Sang a tune with him.
And he was really impressed. But I mean, Anthony's a good singer. But
thank you, Opie.
But it was just, it was pretty sad because there's our whole radio station getting completely hammered. And there's Brad Delp in a Beatles cover band at our Christmas party playing. It's like, what happened?
What happened to you? And Sib Hashin, the drummer with the big afro.
Yeah.
He, last time I saw him was at a Halloween party and he was just hammered. Just plastered drunk. Talking about the old days.
The good old days.
Like, wow.
Well, those guys were huger than huge.
That's right.
Man, the Black Crowes were here. My favorite band. That was pretty damn awesome. Ralph, you have fun with them?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
All the time.
Yeah, Chris and I were old pals. I knew him when he's in diapers, you know.
Right. I'm glad he finally cleaned up his act.
Yeah, he looks good.
I was getting scared with that whole beard thing he had going on a few years ago.
He got like the velvet jacket happened. Well, you know, he is one skinny-ass guy.
Yeah.
I mean,
he doesn't look as emaciated, though, is he?
No, exactly. Yeah. That's the point I was going to make. He actually looks like he put on some weight. He looks good. He looks normal.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's got the rock star thing happening.
He's got kind of a...
we
had a dump out of Ralph.
How long have you been in radio? I told you, I've had a bad day today.
Way to go, Skippy.
We have to use the dump button on Ralph.
Ralph DeTora?
Well, you know, I got to dirty up my image a little bit.
The legend, the smooth voice of your radio who never says anything controversial, comes in here and curses on our show.
So he has some speckled stuff.
Yeah, he needs that.
He needs the speckled stuff on his eyebrows.
Speckles.
Stuff.
With two F's.
I can't believe you're using the S word like that. Just throwing it around.
We have enough problems around here. And now you're cursing on our show?
Don't you notice all the dump buttons all over the studio? They don't trust us anymore.
All right.
That's great.
Well, obviously, we had a lot of fun with the Black Crowes today.
Ralph did.
I just got my picture taken and said, hey, man, your new CD rocks. That's about all I got out of him. It's just fine. All right, let's regroup, okay?
I'm still battling a cold.
Yeah. I know why. We'll get into it next.
What? My heat?
Yeah, it was pretty funny when I picked you up today.
My God.
Fax line 212-957-WNEW. Request line 212-757-1027.
Look how big that guy's helmet is.
What is that?
1027 WNEW, The Rock of New York, Robert Plant, Little by Little, U2 before that for the best of 1980 to 1990 with The Sweetest Thing and Midnight Oil. Beds Are Burning, Sophie and Anthony. We got New York One on, and they're just showing nothing but jet footage, and this guy had a huge oversized helmet on. It wasn't one of those...
the blow-up ones.
No, it was a real one. It was very funny what it looked like on him. All right. Everyone is talking about the Jets today, of course. A huge win.
Yeah.
At the stadium yesterday. Our pal Wayne Corbett had a good game. But Keyshawn Johnson, hello.
Best game of his career, I would imagine.
Yeah, now they're
going to Denver.
To Denver.
And they're already saying that they're going to have a tough time with the Broncos.
Wow.
Broncos are so beatable. So beatable.
It's that home field advantage, though, you know.
That's tough.
Oof.
That is very tough.
Yeah, that was a hell of a crowd they had there Sunday.
Yes.
Wow. Loud.
Yeah, Parcells was on TV saying that's pretty much the loudest he's ever heard that place. So
pretty good. I love the goodbye song at the end of the game.
Yeah.
Na, na, na.
Oh, that's just
that's
gotta,
the whole crowd.
Gotta kill
it.
You when you're hearing that. You know?
It's great.
But, well, it's going to be an exciting week.
Yep.
They were doing something on the new news. All the travel agents are ready. Getting just... pummeled with phone calls.
Everybody
wants to go to Denver.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Support the team.
Are there tickets even available? I mean, how do you go about that? You're a huge Jets fan. Your team's going to the championship game in Denver. You want to go. You want a ticket and you want a flight. How do you even go about that?
Like any problem. You're throwing enough money at it?
Sure.
Fixed.
Fixed, right?
Fixed.
So what's your move? You just get a plane ticket to Denver and hope for the best outside the stadium, or?
Yeah, or hook up with like a buddy in Denver. You have a friend there. Maybe they can make a few calls, mm-hmm. something like that. Sure.
I'm sure a lot of these ticket agencies, though, have a few tickets in their back pocket.
Yeah.
Already.
Then you hear the horror stories. The people that,
I flew all the way here, and you were supposed to have a ticket for me in the game, and I couldn't see the game.
I love those.
Yeah.
So I watched it in the sports bar.
We overbooked, sir.
Yeah. Sorry.
There you go. Nothing but Jets, Jets, Jets all this week.
Yeah.
You feeling better?
What a nightmare. I've had a cold. Of course you can hear it. Mr. Snothead. And to make matters worse, last night, you just start noticing in the house, it's getting a little cold. Look at the thermostat. And it's set to like 72. And it's 64 in the house.
Ooh.
So,
we're out of oil.
Yeah. Well, it's our first winter in the house, you know. And it's the first oil delivery we've had to get.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't know how much or how long you go or, yeah.
You just figured you had enough oil for the winter.
No, not for the winter, but I thought we had a little more.
Right.
I guess I should have checked it. Throw the old yardstick down into the tank.
So I called you up. You're in your winter coat in your house, on your laptop, checking out your stocks. Did you have little mittens on?
No, you can't type with mittens.
I know. I just had a visual in my head, though.
No. It was freezing in the house, though. Freezing. Finally, we get an oil delivery, and I go downstairs to turn the burner on, and it doesn't turn on.
Ugh.
And I have forgotten everything I ever knew about heating and air conditioning.
Yeah, you were in that business.
Oh, I just pressed the reset button. It doesn't work. Call the guy.
That's what everyone does.
Yeah. So I had to leave, and it's making my cold worse.
Yeah.
I need some Quill.
Well, you got in my ride, and I had to crank up the heat. I was boiling, but we had to warm you up.
Warm me up. I need some NyQuil.
Do you?
No,
if you
I
need...
take it now, it's all over.
No, you need the DayQuil.
No, DayQuil doesn't work.
Doesn't work for you?
NyQuil.
How about
the
a
green
shot of Jack?
Stuff. Shot of Jack. Yeah. No. Just bear with me.
1027 WNEW, the Rock of New York with Hole, Celebrity Skin, and the Stones before that. It's Opie and Anthony. Yeah. Got something for the show? 212-757-1027. Eddie W.
Which one is this? Opie?
And Anthony, what's up?
How you doing, guys?
All right.
I work for a major brokerage house, and I guess you guys are making your dent because today in the cafeteria, I had Yoshi pork.
Come on.
I'm telling you. Breaded pork. It was seasoned with soy sauce. Awesome. The guy did an awesome job on it, whoever it was.
It was a Yoshi.
And it even had the label out in front in the pan. Yoshi. Y-O-S-H-I pork. Beautiful thing. Keep it up, gentlemen.
Hold on a minute, man.
All right.
That can't be true.
Yoshi pork.
We're going to get the number of the cafeteria and see if it's true.
See if that's true.
Yoshi pork.
That'd be a great...
Yoshi's a Japanese name.
Yeah, couldn't possibly. Well, we'll see.
By the way, Yoshi did a great job with our snow coverage on Friday.
Yes.
A lot of people calling in and saying because of Yoshi, they got home safely.
The ride wasn't that bad coming home 7:30 or so.
We were surprised. I think everyone left work early on Friday because by the time we hit the road... It was the fastest we've made the ride in months.
Yeah.
Everyone was off the road already.
I hope it's not a sign of things to come, though, when we get some real snowfall. The way people were driving on Friday, you ought to be ashamed of yourselves. It was a mess. People can't drive. You're hitting, banging into things, hitting each other, slowing down at 10 miles an hour
because
there's some snow on the road. Ah, get out of the way.
Get out of the effing way. So...
Hope you learned from it.
Don't we have another storm coming in tonight for tomorrow morning or something?
Yeah, rush hour tomorrow. They're talking about a little bit of snow.
What happened to our global warmings?
That's all bull. They come out with that every year in the summer when it gets really hot. See, global warming. It's called the summer, you idiot.
I want my warm winters back. The snow is not fun anymore. That's a sign of, getting old. Remember when you're younger? You just love snow.
Yeah.
You love snow. You love, snow days.
Because it meant snow day. You weren't going in.
Right.
Now when it snows, you know what means having to get on the expressway or the turnpike with a bunch of morons.
Makes your life a living hell.
Yeah, it does.
All right. On the way, we got Metallica doing Bob Seger, some Rush. The Rock of New York, 1027 WNEW. You're hanging with Opie and Anthony, getting lots of faxes now. The fax machine does work. That's good. Good to hear. A lot of Jets faxes. The Jets are going to take it all the way. Curtis Martin is the man. Keyshawn Johnson, too. This is our year. Yeah, those guys just played awesome yesterday. The whole offense was great. So we're getting the Jets faxes, and we're getting some remedies for your cold, Anthony.
Oh, thanks.
Paul writes, for Anthony's cold, try this. It works for me every time. The key to colds is liquids and lots of them. First, two blasts of neosinephrine up Anthony's schnoz. Second, one shot of Jimmy Bean to clean out the old throat. Third, four stout beers, something like Guinness or Sam Adams Winterfest, something in the Amber family. It will work, and if it doesn't, well, the afternoon show will certainly be interesting with a buzzed Anthony. Good luck, Paul.
I tried. Look, let's see, my voice is going on here.
I think it was because of your Popeye on Friday.
Nah. I can still do that.
How many other people caught a Popeye cartoon this weekend and cracked up?
Was I talking about Pusky?
No, you weren't talking about Pusky this time. It was pretty ridiculous.
I tried the drinking thing this weekend. Doesn't work for the cold.
No, it doesn't.
Believe me. Oh.
All right.
A lot of Chimay's.
Yeah?
This weekend. Yeah. Man. That Belgian beer. Those monks brew it up.
You
know what they do.
To the Chimay.
They sit there in silence and brew beer, and it's just, man, I was, oof.
That's good stuff.
Woke up Sunday, I was like, whoa, hello. Had a bit of a night.
Officially, I think that's my favorite beer. Is it officially in the beer family, though? Because it doesn't taste a lot like beer.
Yeah, it is.
It's more of a smoky feel to it.
Very good.
Very
good
smooth.
Yes. Frank says, the Jets are never going to beat Denver in Mile High Stadium. Get prepared now. They will be crushed.
No.
Frank.
No, we could take the Broncos.
Yeah?
We could take them. We got to get to LA early.
Is that the secret?
Yeah, we just need to take an elbow to his big teeth.
Those big horse teeth?
Just aim for his teeth, boys. Just take him out. He's the key to that whole offense.
Well, we'll see. I'm sure they'll spin it all week long, all the people, the sportscasters.
Well, we obviously got to worry about Terrell Davis.
Yeah.
But
and then that thin air, you know, it's a little thinner.
A little thin air action, maybe some snow on the ground, Elway's teeth.
Elway's teeth factor.
We got some problems Sunday, but we could overcome.
Now, let's see. Let's say they're, Denver's on the one,
mm-hmm.
and Elway has the ball, mm-hmm. and he lunges forward, and his teeth break the plane.
The ball has to break the plane. Now, is the ball in his teeth?
No. He's there, but his teeth break the plane.
I think it'll be a touchdown because the umps will be just horrified by that sight.
His huge teeth?
Huge teeth.
Over. Right. Okay, just wanted to clear that up.
Yeah. The sun will shine off those teeth into the ref's eye or something. Something stupid like that.
Hello, I'm Mr. Ed.
Want to go to the phone and see what the people are talking about today?
Yeah, sure.
Hi, N.E.W.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up?
Yo, I was wondering if you guys could play that Special Olympics song.
Why?
Because we work at this company that makes toys for special children. So we all get a kick out of it here every time that we, we hear the song. But make it to Sean and Dave.
Well, what kind of toys do you guys make?
Like, anything, like, you remember those glow worms and, like, all these Tickle Me toys and stuff like that have been around?
Yeah.
Like, we, like, open them up and we put these, like, adapters in so you can use them with a switch that we make that you can do it with your voice or, like, your neck or, you know what I mean? Anything but actually doing it with your hands, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
So you like the Special Olympics song?
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. Like, everybody here just dies when you play it.
Oh, what a burnout, man. Are you like a burnout, dude?
Yeah, man.
You just smoke a lot of dope and go to, like, work and try to make these stupid toys?
After work. But, yeah. And it's a really cool job, though. We just have all these, like, funky things here we can play with.
You got that, like, pot laugh.
Play some dead, too, sometimes, you know?
I love the pot laugh.
The laugh you hear from behind you at the laser
though.
Show.
You guys totally laugh. You listen to, like, every day. Shit's so funny.
Oh, yeah. At least someone's listening. All right, cool, man. Thanks.
All right. So for Sean and Dave, if you could.
There you go.
Okay, dude. Thanks.
All right.
Bye.
And there's our audience. 1027 WNEW, the Rock of New York. Pink Floyd, the latest from Sugar Ray before that. And every morning, a very cool sounding song. It's Opie and Anthony.
Hey,
a lot of great TV viewing this weekend. It was kind of a crappy weekend, but a lot of fine shows. Of course, we all watched the Jets beat the Jaguars. And then we had the Chris Farley thing on E.
That was pretty cool.
He died just like John Belushi.
that last, what was it, the last 3 days of his life?
Were insane.
Just a bender.
He did enough drugs and alcohol to kill an elephant. I mean, it was insane. And then I was watching Leif Garrett.
I think everybody saw that one this weekend. Everyone was eagerly looking forward to the Leif Garrett story behind the music thing or something.
With Leif Garrett. I didn't know he was on the H.
Yeah, he was doing heroin. And I didn't know he had paralyzed one of his friends.
That was
kind of
hokey, though.
Yeah.
If you really want to say, well, we should explain just in case people haven't seen it yet. I guess when Leif was, what, about 22?
17.
Oh, 17?
Yeah.
That was 17 years old?
Yeah, it was like when he was at the peak of his little career.
Okay, so like 20 years ago, he was really, really wasted on coke and pot and a lot of alcohol. And they were going to get some more drugs with his best friend at the time, who was a dancer. What was that about? See his dancing pictures?
Yeah.
That was a little scary. But anyway, they hit the car in front of him and rolled over an embankment down 80 feet. And make a long story short, his pal was paralyzed.
Yeah.
And Leif said he was going to, you know, stick with the kid through this whole mess and stuff and help him out and always be there. But then the family of the dancer says, look, man, we're suing you.
Yeah.
You just wrecked this kid's life.
So he cut off all contact with the guy.
Yeah, so Leif said, well, if you're suing me, then I got to leave. And didn't hear from the kid. And Leif didn't talk to this guy for 20 years.
Yeah.
So behind the scenes, They fixed up a little meeting.
They hooked him up.
With the two. And that's where it was hokey, because if Leif really cared about, you know, seeing this guy again,
yeah,
and putting their differences aside, you just don't do something like that with a camera rolling.
Well, I think he was, he didn't get in touch with them all those years because he was on the horse.
Yeah.
He was screwed up.
Well, they should have their, you know, this was the famous first time they've seen each other since the accident. I think Leif just wanted a little, you know, a little TV time.
You see the phase he went through with the shaved head?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You know, there's just something that's pretty bad about, like, looking that good that young. When you're, what, 15, 16, 17 years old, and the chicks are just digging the hell out of you.
Oh, you had Nicolette.
Where is there to go but down?
Yeah.
Like, it's rare that those guys that at that age looked like that grow up to look like that.
Yeah.
You know, all of a sudden it's like, uh-oh, they're getting funny looking. Uh-oh. And, like, Leif had all that hair and everything. He lost it.
Yeah.
It went away.
And he was bald for a while.
Yeah, and then you're just like, oh, my God.
And he had that piece of ass Nicolette Sheridan.
Nicolette Sheridan. Oh, my God. They were sleeping together at, like, 15 years old.
In his mom's house.
Yeah.
And she just let it go on.
You see the pictures of Nicolette? 15 years old in a bikini. I mean,
unbelievable.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And then you're telling me you got to see Loverboy on Where Are They Now?
God,
which is just
great.
A great show. What channel is that on? VH1?
VH1, yeah.
Where Are They Now?
Yeah, they have Where Are They Now, and they show the people, you know, jamming, playing, and then they show where they are now. Oh, my God. They're all big, fat guys now. Loverboy. And what was the singer's name?
Mike Love. I forgot his name.
Vaxxedan. That guy. You know him with the headband and the stretch pants, the red leather pants.
Yeah.
Oh, so they got the band back together recently, and they're playing out, and they show him on stage. He is just this big, fat guy, and he's singing the same songs and, like, trying to do the moves and everything. he's bending over, and he's just a big, fat ass.
Lover Lard.
It was Lardy Boy.
Lardy Boy.
It was hysterical.
Lardy.
I love that show. It makes you feel great because you get to bask in other people's misfortune.
It's just horrible. Where are they now? They showed Mr. Mister.
Yeah.
You know, when they had the number one album in the country, number one song, and then right after that,
yeah,
careers died.
Well, that's why I like when the bands, some bands come in here and they got this bad attitude. Like, they're just, you know, they're it, man. They're king of the world and you guys suck and blah, blah, blah. And you look at them going, you know something? In another couple of months, unless you have another song, you're going to be nothing.
Yeah.
And then you got the bands that have been around for years.
Well, for every band like the Black Crowes that are just around forever and pumping out great music, there's hundreds of bands that think they're just as good as the Black Crowes because they got a hit song, and they turn out to go away real fast.
You were saying Loverboy?
Yeah.
Mike Reno.
Mike Reno.
Right.
Yeah, that's
Thank
him.
You.
Oh, he had the big double chin. Like, it wasn't even a double chin. He had the chin and then the big neck fat. Like a big bulbous neck fat. Oh.
terrible.
One of the best shows on TV, Where Are They Now?
That's a good one.
So,
all right. On the way, we got some Aerosmith. 1027 WNEW, The Rock of New York, the latest from Collective Soul. That's Run off their CD, Dosage. I think it's also in the movie Varsity Blues, I do believe.
Oh.
When is that movie coming out? Or is it out already? It is out?
Is it? I thought Friday. Maybe.
Previews look very good on that.
Yeah.
Is Patch Adams number one once again this week? Every critic panned Patch Adams, but it continues.
But it's Robin great. Williams, and he's funny, and it's, of course, it's, he plays a doctor. Look, look, I got a stethoscope.
Like, hey, that's not funny, Robin.
No.
He's doing all the talk shows. Ugh. Ugh, you see him again. The same old thing.
Look, and I put my shoes on, and I tie a little bow. Yeah.
Yes? Well, everyone does it. Why is the audience laughing at him? Same old crap.
Yeah, next time you see an interview with Robin Williams, just listen really closely to what he's actually saying, and you'll find out he's saying nothing that is
nothing.
Funny, but everyone is laughing around him because they think he's saying something funny.
He's so quick-witted. He's just stream of consciousness. That Robin Williams, he's so fast.
I got in my car and turned the key in the motor. Boom, it started.
Well, yeah, that's what happens when you start a car.
Yeah.
Well, it's not funny.
No.
Robin?
Not at all. Well, there's a lot of excitement in the air. Black Crowes
yes.
playing Irving Plaza tonight. If you don't know, yeah, they switch to Irving Plaza. So don't go to the Bowery tonight thinking you're going to go see the Black Crowes.
No.
It's tonight and tomorrow at Irving Plaza. Crowes were in with Ralph DeTore on the radio for about an hour. Very, very entertaining radio. Had a lot of fun with that.
Yeah.
And it's your last chance to see the Black Crowes. The Black Crowes will be at Tower Records downtown tomorrow. What you got to do is buy a copy of their new album and get a ticket to see them live is your chance if you go down there, okay? They will also be... this should be crossed out now. They will also be with Ralph DeTore today at 2 for an interview. I guess I can do this job, too.
Oh.
And are we broadcasting live from the Black Crowes tonight?
I believe so.
Here, give me a pen.
We aren't, no. Not us.
Is. Give me the pen.
The
give me the pen.
Oh, my goodness.
Jesus.
I didn't even get to shower today.
Oh, the Bowery is tonight?
God's sake.
Jeez, everything's screwed up, Anthony.
I'm a mess. I got a cold. I had no heat in my house. I had no hot water. I couldn't shower this morning. Look at my hair. If I took this hat off, I'm buckwheat. Swear to God.
All right, I got to do the whole Black Crowes thing again because it's all screwed up. All right, they are playing the Bowery Ballroom tonight, right, Earl?
Yes.
Black Earl?
Yes, sir.
By the way, Carol Miller doesn't like the fact that we call you Black Earl for some reason. She's told every single person that works for NEW but hasn't told us.
Yeah, she's got a problem with it.
She's got a problem with us, and she should shut her damn trap. She's talking about us to every single person in this place.
Well, she's the defender of the downtrodden, Earl. I guess, you know, you can't speak for yourself. You need Carol to speak for you as your attorney, I guess.
Now, she thinks it's racist. Is that true, Earl? You've heard the rumors by now.
I haven't heard a thing.
Whether we think it's right or not, Opie, she knows what's best for everyone.
Oh, I see.
So it's better to just maybe not call him Black Earl anymore because he wears all black clothes.
That is the exact reason why we call him Black Earl. You don't own any other clothes that aren't black, right?
No.
Exactly.
Save for a few white shirts.
Thank you. He happens to be a colored man.
Colored. Listen to you. Where are you, Alabama? Oh, my God. Look at those pictures up close from the 60s. Opie's holding the hoses.
Shut up. You ass. But that's not the reason why we call him Black Earl. It's because he dresses completely in black. Where did you find the black Yankees cap?
Found this at the South Street Seaport.
Really?
It's a black hat.
It's a black hat.
And the logo is black.
With a black Yankees logo. No one can see that it's a Yankees hat unless they get up real close to you, Earl.
I can't even buy it anymore. I bought it back in April.
Really?
And it's gone now.
Huh.
Okay. Yeah.
Look at that.
So are we allowed to call you Black Girl?
I have no problem with
it. Even though Carol Miller has a problem with it and she's telling every single person that works here?
I have no problem with it.
Okay.
White Carol has a problem with it? Let's call her White Carol.
All right. What do you think of the Jets' chances with the Broncos?
Good.
So do I. I think so. Everyone's saying they don't have a chance.
They're 11-point underdog, but I think it's going to be a close game.
That's a great bet.
Yeah.
Take the Jets in 11?
Mm-hmm.
You think the atmosphere is going to affect the Jets?
No.
High stadium?
Not at all.
You think Elway's teeth is going to affect the Jets?
That could do it. The glare off of them.
What?
Okay, you're too bad.
Sorry. No, Patch Adams came in second place this weekend, Anthony.
What was first?
A Civil Action with John Travolta.
Ah, right. And no one ever forget he was Vinnie Barbarino at one point in his career. Just like to remind people of that.
Okay. And Sleepless in Seattle came in third. Stepmom in fourth, and Prince of Egypt, five.
1027 WNEW, the Rock of New York, U2 Sunday, Bloody Sunday. We'll send that out to the Jaguars.
Oh, boy.
A Jets hangover today.
Yeah.
You know, it was just such a great feeling yesterday if you're a Jets fan, and now today it's kind of like, okay, just kind of mellowing out from the big party, you know, getting ready for this coming Sunday.
The record attendance over at the Meadowlands?
That's what they said in the paper.
Yeah.
You mean to tell me the Giants never had a crowd like that?
They say record attendance. I take it as record attendance.
Bill Parcells said it was the loudest crowd he's ever heard at Giants Stadium.
Yeah.
But everyone's running into the studio today saying the Jets just don't have a chance against the Broncos. Come on, guys. Let's get it together.
I wouldn't say don't have a chance. That's ridiculous.
We have the best coach,
of course,
in football.
The best coach in football.
He is. He definitely is. You got to give him that.
And come on. I think our chances are very good Sunday.
Yeah.
Hey, is Wayne Krubeck calling in today? We didn't really want to bother him. He said he would try to call in today.
Yeah.
We got his pager, and we didn't want to, like, start, you know, taking advantage of that. So, Wayne, if you're listening, we'd love to hear from you.
Love to hear a little post-game.
Just a little post-game.
Yeah.
Just a couple minutes of your time. That's all we need, you know? Offense just looked great yesterday.
Definitely.
Just looked great. And the defense looked very good as well.
I don't want to hear the bomb, no chance.
The bomb at the end of the first half. I mean, come on. That had to be a perfect pass.
Yeah.
That pass wasn't going to get completed. And everyone's bitching and complaining. Oh, the defense let their guard down at the end of the half. No, they didn't. Burnell had to throw up a strike.
Right.
A 50-yard strike, and he did it. So, I'm just getting so pumped. I've been a Jets fan forever.
Really? You're not jumping on the bandwagon?
No, not at all.
Right.
Not at all.
Because I am.
Are you really?
I'm jumping on the bandwagon right now.
Well, do you follow football?
No, I'm kidding.
You're more of a Jets fan than a Giants fan. We admitted that months ago.
Yeah.
We admitted that when the Jets were 0-2. So, check the tapes.
Yeah, check the tapes.
Because they're talking about that today in the news, how all the sporting goods stores are just selling out of Jet merchandise. And,
yeah.
And they're talking to the owners, and they're like, this is unbelievable. We never sell Jet stuff. So that means a lot of people jumping on the bandwagon.
Jumping on the bandwagon, yeah.
But that's okay.
Sure.
We could use the help.
All the way. Screw Denver. Come on. Saying they don't have a chance.
We're all just a little scared, though. They are a pretty awesome team. And then you got to worry about the Vikings if we beat the Broncos.
Well, that could be really tough. Yeah.
I think the Vikings were the best team in football this year.
The best team in football.
And if Anthony wasn't so clogged up, he'd go off for the next 20 minutes with Corky Steinbrenner.
This is a bitch, man. I took my NyQuil over the weekend. I felt good. Kind of. I come in, I start sneezing, and my nose just ceases to work. It's just saying no.
Everyone is calling and faxing cold remedies for you today.
There's no remedy. It just has to work its way through. And I know that.
And it all has to do with alcohol.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, do three shots of Jägermeister and
smoke
a
joint.
Tube.
The guy tells me.
That's one of them.
Sure.
And then you will care that you have a cold.
Won't be able to talk for other reasons.
So,
it's very hard to talk. Just I'm the clock.
When you make your living with your voice, this is a tough situation to be in for you.
Yes, Opie.
You gonna be all right, pal?
Yeah, I'll pull through.
Oh, Anthony, on our big WNEW things to know and tell sheet, there's something very important to talk about.
What?
See, we put all the things that are really important that all the jocks should talk about.
Okay.
So this has got to be like the top shelf stuff that is happening in New York.
What is it?
Tomorrow is 2 for Tuesday.
The calendar for that. It says Tuesday. Everyone knows that.
Well, it's on the things to know and tell list, though. Let's see. There's four things we're supposed to talk about. Actually, three. They couldn't fill up the fourth space.
Yeah, look. There's a space there with nothing in it. Come on.
All right. So,
the first quarter hour of your radio show, you're supposed to talk about that tomorrow is 2 for Tuesday. Then the second quarter of your hour, you're supposed to hit a notable concert hitting the area.
Okay, what's that? Go ahead.
You know, like Dave Matthews, well, Sabbath. All right, I'll do it. Sabbath, February 5th, Continental Arena. February 6th, Nassau Coliseum. Both shows on sale already, right? No, tomorrow. Tomorrow at 9 a.m. through Ticketmaster. There you go. I took care of that. Now, the third quarter of the hour on the things to know and tell, this is what we're supposed to do every hour.
Okay.
It's your last chance to see the Black Crowes tomorrow night at Irving Plaza. The Black Crowes will be at the Tower Records downtown tomorrow. Buy a copy of their new album and get a ticket to see them live. All right?
All right.
And then I guess the last quarter hour, you're just not supposed to talk at all because there's nothing in that space.
Great.
This is it. Oh. Rock Station in New York, and this is our Things to Know and Tell list. No, this is good.
Oh, my God. Is there... Also, does anyone out there own a billboard or something that maybe we could slap Opie and Anthony or on NEW in the afternoon on?
Well, we could...
Does anyone own a building? We could... We'll paint it ourselves.
We will paint it ourselves. I've climbed some mountains in my time. I could do a George Willig type of thing.
We'll do it on a building or a billboard or something and just paint it ourselves. I mean, I don't see as how we're getting any help.
Remember George Willig? You could scale buildings.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sure, right. Sure.
So we'll scale the building. Just give us a side of the building so we can paint Opie and Anthony in the afternoons at WNEW.
Give me a plane so I could write it in the sky or something, maybe. Just so some people might know we're here.
Anthony and I, at this point, are convinced that we might as well do this show in the middle of the woods.
We have a very loyal audience. We understand that.
Mm-hmm. But it's a very small, loyal audience.
But it's like, I mean, I go out on the street. You know what happens? Hey, you listen to NEW? NEW, man, kick ass. Dave Herman, play me some rock and roll. I love your classic rock. Does anyone know anything's changed over here?
I got my car fixed at Robert Chevrolet in Hicksville.
Yeah.
On Friday. And I ran into this cop. I'm supposed to say hi to him. I think his name's Bob or something like that. Guy's right in one of our main demos. He's got to be 35, 36 years old.
Right.
Okay? That's a guy that just loves rock.
Yeah.
Remembers us when we used to work on the rock station on Long Island.
Right.
It's like, wow, man, I didn't know you were back in town. Where are you? It's at WNEW, New York. He goes, oh, wow, I haven't listened to that station in years. Yeah, but they play the best classic rock, ELP and Supertramp.
Oh, no.
I'm like, well, we're not really playing classic rock anymore. Yeah, we're playing some of the best old rock, but we're also updating the music, playing stuff in the 80s and 90s and a lot of the newer bands now.
Oh,
no, man. You guys play, like, classic rock, right? We've only been at this for 7 months.
Does the management here understand that when you've had jocks that have held their position here like popes, that it's going to take a little more than just putting the wacky afternoon team on to shake things up and let people know things have changed?
Yeah.
How about some advertising of some sort?
Well, I remember when they talked us into coming here. Because it was really tough. It took a lot of booze and stuff.
I remember we really weren't being found in the trunk, tied up.
Right.
With a signed copy of the contract.
We really weren't into the idea at first. But after a bunch of heroin and alcohol.
And hookers.
And threats. We decided to come here. And they said, no, we're going to have a huge marketing campaign. We're going to, you know, plaster your faces on the side of buses. Remember that one?
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be a whole thing. Yeah. It's going to be a whole thing.
The only promotion we've heard about in the last 7 months is the time we were supposed to broadcast from the world's largest Pop-Tart.
Pop-Tart. I would appreciate a Pop-Tart broadcast at this point. Because we're not doing any promotions or anything.
Nothing.
Why are we out? Why doesn't somebody come in here and go, Opie and Anthony, we have you lined up for this, or whatever.
Yeah.
That we're going out and we're doing stuff.
Let's just broadcast from someone's house.
Who cares anywhere, right?
I'll broadcast from someone's house. Oh, wait, then the engineering department's going to have to work.
Oh, for some reason, yeah.
We're not allowed to ask
it.
The engineering department for anything. They're too busy drinking their coffee.
They don't have anything. They don't have that equipment. They really didn't need it for when Muni was here and Herman.
Right. Because
they never left the studio. Oh, my God.
So now we're here.
Yeah.
People don't know anything has changed here at NEW.
They still think we're playing classic rock.
Talk to them on the street. It's a classic rock. Dave Herman, play me some rock and roll. I love Scotso's British Biscuits. I think there's something changing over here.
If you guys think we're making this up, when you're out and about tomorrow, ask someone what they think of NEW.
What NEW is about. Hey, who's on that station anyway? Ask them.
Yeah.
And they'll tell you.
They'll say Dave Herman.
Dave, yeah.
Scott Muni.
Yeah, I love Allison Steele at night. It's great.
Isn't Roscoe still working there?
I mean, what happened? Look, this is, that was another thing. Like 2 months in, all the old-timers are going to be gone.
Yeah.
6 months later.
They're still here. Some of them are still here.
Oh.
They know who
but
they
it just
are.
Took so long. I understand it's hard to get the crowbar and wrench some of those people out of the seats. It's like it ends up like a. You ever see a sign that was too close to the oak tree, and after 800 years, it swallows the sign up? You just see part of one way maybe sticking out of the tree. That's how the jocks were with the chairs here.
Yeah,
it just grew around it.
That's so true. So true.
But now things have changed, but no one knows because no one's telling anybody.
Hi, NEW.
Hey, Open Anthony.
What's up?
What's going on?
All right.
Hey, I think you guys are doing a great job, man.
Thanks.
There's one more thing you got to do, though.
Huh?
Why don't you take a poll tomorrow and see who wants 2 for Tuesday anymore?
Ah, 2 for Tuesday blows.
Oh, man.
Is that really a staple in this town? We need to do 2 for Tuesday?
I can't handle it.
That's
no
the
more.
Most exciting part of everyone's week. Oh, it's 2 for Tuesday, everyone.
People are very, very attached to that feature.
Hello. Okay.
Yo.
Hey.
Ope.
Yeah.
Devotee.
Hey, Matt, what's up?
What's up, man?
How are you, man?
Hey.
Listen, I got to chime in on what you're talking about.
All right. Cool.
I was on a voiceover a month ago.
Yeah.
I'm downtown, you know. I'm meeting a guy that's the producer of a spot. He goes, oh, NEW, I love you guys. Grew up with you, listened to you for years. Okay. Pregnant pause.
Yeah.
How's Allison Steele doing?
Are you kidding me?
I kid you not.
I meant that as a joke.
This is our listener. I'm sorry to tell you, man.
Yeah.
I didn't know how to take it from there.
Any type of advertising. At this point, I would want one of those Terry Garr commercials where she comes on and talks about how great her life is because of this station.
All we need is a nice little backdrop of Central Park and get some dude like, you know, I don't know, pick anybody.
Anyone.
Hey, Matt, we miss you.
A ditto.
Hey, what shift you doing now?
We don't even have our meetings anymore. I don't even see you on Thursdays.
We miss you, man.
Hey, listen, Anthony.
Hey.
Of all the stuff that happened last week, I almost gagged. I laughed so hard when you said Celine Dion is smuggling a yo-yo into the country.
You didn't see that tight jumpsuit she wears.
What a visual, man.
Yeah.
That bony body of hers. Go back to Canada and drink some Molson. Come down when you put some pounds on.
She's got a damn camel toe. All right, Matt.
Yeah, Matt.
Hey, you did a great job in mornings.
Yeah.
No, you did.
2 more days, man.
You did.
You got two more days?
You know the news, don't you?
2 more days, and then you're going to do what, 9 to noon?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
There you go.
Cool. We are wishing you're going to follow us, but...
Well, we'll do something.
We'll figure it out.
All right, I got a key to the office. I'll be in there.
All right, Matt.
See you later.
All right.
Bye.
There he is.
Matt Devotee.
Matt Devotee. Yeah, we just got to get something going.
Hi, NEW.
So the word gets out.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
What's up?
Nothing. I'm waiting to talk with Opie and Anthony.
Right here.
Really?
Yeah.
You're hi.
Speaking on the air.
What's that?
You're on the air. Don't curse.
Oh, okay. I won't do that.
Go ahead.
This is where you talk.
This is where I talk.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kind of upset that, you know, you guys are, you know, making fun of all of, like, Pete Herman and all those guys.
Pete Herman? See?
This that's is exactly why.
His name's not Pete Herman.
Pete Forna Herman.
Pete Forna Muni Herman.
You're going to try to defend them. You don't even know their name.
You're defending Pete Herman?
I'm actually being on the radio, so.
We're not making fun of any of those
guys.
But
it was just. They were really, really great, and they played some great music as well.
Played some great music.
What the program director told them to play.
Can I bust your bubble? They never picked any of their songs in the last 20 years.
Jesus.
What do you mean?
Mm-hmm. They never picked their own music. That's
they
what
were
we
told
always.
What to play.
Yes, that's what we always hear. Wow, Dave Herman played the best music in the morning. No, he was handed a list and he played the music.
The problems with the management, not with the DJs.
So that's all they were known for, was playing the great rock, and they didn't even pick that.
The monkey we put up in space had to do more. He had more buttons to push.
You're picking the fight with the wrong people then, no?
No. This is how I feel. I'm not going to be scared of anyone. If they get rid of us, oh well.
You're not getting my drift. We're not picking on them. The drift is things have changed, regardless of how anyone felt about who was here.
Right.
They're not anymore. But no one knows that out there. This station, for some reason, has this aversion to advertising. For some reason.
They're allergic to marketing.
Yeah, very allergic to any type of marketing of the station. Mm-hmm. So we all sit here, we do our breaks, we do our shows, and nothing changes.
Nothing changes.
Yeah. Like, you see that Terry Garr commercial?
Yeah.
You see her? She's talking about how great
don't
the station is she
really
listens to
big.
And how it makes her coffee better and everything. Mm-hmm. You know, I can't stand that friggin' commercial. But I'll tell you one thing.
I don't like Terry Garr either.
At least they're advertising.
Very true. You guys are really funny.
All right.
Keep it up.
Thank you.
The season was also good before.
Well, we'll try to get Pete Herman back.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Pete Herman. They don't even know. That's why we try to do, like, some fun, entertaining, maybe funny breaks in between the music. Because I'd be embarrassed if I came in here every day and had to play the list of music. And was known for, wow, Opie and Anthony, you know, they played the best rock in the afternoons.
Oh, my God.
Holy.
Well, good. It only took till, what, almost 6 o'clock to everyone to know how disgusted we are. Bravo. Wow.
The Rock of New York, 1027 WNEW, Black Sabbath, Paranoid, Stone Temple Pilots, and Van Halen 2. You're still hanging with Opie and Anthony.
Hey.
Feeling a little better now that you were able to let out a little steam, Anthony?
Venting?
A little venting happening.
Yeah, my nose is still clogged, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty nasty. What can you do?
I kind of have an idea.
You do?
Yeah, let's send Rick out on the street to collect change for the marketing campaign for NEW.
Well, no, not for NEW, just for our show now.
Oh, just for our show? Screw everyone else?
Well, I figure they haven't done for the station. So what, we're supposed to come to the table for that?
Oh.
So we just got to start with ourselves.
So it's like every man for themselves at this point?
It's got to be Opie and Anthony are here on NEW.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you want to send Rick out on the street tomorrow to collect change for our marketing campaign?
Everything. If we can maybe go to some of the convenience stores and put a little container next to the other containers with the emaciated German shepherds on them and a little kid from Poland with one eye. You know, maybe if we got to do that. We have to take the initiative here. We have to do ourselves.
We have been waiting 7 months for some type of marketing plan.
We don't have the money to hire Terry Garr to do our little radio commercials.
No.
So we got to do what we can do. Maybe we could get a girl from one of the porno movies. I don't know.
They spent a lot of money on us already, Anthony, marketing us. Remember those wonderful T-shirts? Who in their right mind would wear one of those things? Our baby pictures on a shirt.
Yeah, let's see so far. Okay, the T-shirts.
It spells out HOMO on the back.
With a capital H. All right, yeah, they were the T-shirts.
The baby pictures.
Yeah, our baby pictures on T-shirts.
What rock guy is going to wear that?
Hey, this is cool, man. All right, let's see. As far as other things go... we were going to appear by the giant Pop-Tart.
The
world's
Pop-Tart.
Largest Pop-Tart.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Oh, not really. That was a great idea. Wish we would have done that now. It would have been something.
Hi,
NEW. Yeah, how you doing, Opie and Anthony?
All right.
Listen, I got to tell you, I fully agree with what you're saying with regards to NEW. I've been listening to you guys for 30-plus years. You know, and they did get long in the tooth. I did listen for the most part because the DJs were good. The music got stale, too. And you're right, they should start, like, breaking open the bank a little bit and start spending some money on advertising. Do you remember sometime back they had the fat guy dancing?
Yeah.
Remember? I mean,
yeah, bring back the fat guy
dancing.
Bring
back the fat guy. You know, but you're right. I mean, it's nice to see the NEW finally, the management changed a little bit and got some new people on the air. You know, hey, I'm sorry to hear that Alpha Steel's voice is gone. And, you know, if people were NEW listeners, they would have known that.
Yeah,
right. You know, but you guys are really, you guys are worth making NEW listen to once again.
Hey, thanks, man.
You know, and this is coming from somebody who was sitting with NEW for 30 years.
Hey, thanks a lot.
All right, and keep up the good work and keep on lagging on the management.
We will.
All right. Have a good night, guys.
Right. Wow, there's a guy on our side, huh?
No, he understands. We're in a bit of a dilemma here with how to market our show and whether we're going to... I mean, what now? We have to come up with a little introduction for ourselves at this Air Awards thing? That's what everyone's working on? What the MC is going to say as he brings us up to the Air Awards, this radio industry insider bunch of phony ass kissers? And we got to go there.
You got to explain it further because it's going over a lot of people's heads.
I was getting to that, Opie. See, in this business, of a bunch of insecure jerk-offs, they have to pat each other on the back every so often. So they have these things called the Air Awards. And you go there, and they give each other these awards. Best afternoon show, best morning show, best production in a commercial for creamed corn. So somehow we got roped into going up there and presenting an award.
We have to present an award, yes.
I heard about this today.
Yes.
Today I heard about this.
So instead of talking about how to market the station and our show, they came into our office to...
Roger came in. What do you want them to say when you give the award? Like, what? What award? What? For the Air Awards. You're going to be a presenter.
We got a couple ideas we want to run by you guys.
Yeah. From their afternoon show on WNEW, here's open... You know, hitting the airwaves, making noise with the... What are we going to make like we... We gotta get some listeners first.
We gotta worry about our radio show, not how we're gonna, you know, be introduced at some stupid award show.
All the stiff-faced people sitting in front of you. You gotta get up to a podium and hey, we're now giving the award. No, Rick, two midgets. I swear to God, we want two midgets
to go
in our place to present the award
and have them intro the fact that it's Opie and Anthony.
Right. When they say, "And here's Opie and Anthony," I want two midgets with milk crates.
Milk crates. They have to stand on to get to the microphone.
They have to slap the milk crates down, hop on there. That's it.
We're totally serious too.
Yeah.
Two midgets in our place next Tuesday.
With your T-shirts.
Yeah, with the bad T-shirts.
Yeah.
And eating Pop-Tarts.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Tell marketing that that's what's going to happen. Tuesday, you guys get two midgets to go in our place. They can intro Opie and Anthony. The midgets go on stage with the milk crates.
That's
stand up
it.
On the milk crates and give out the stupid award.
I'm not going. Oh, I want midgets.
Yeah.
Fidgets up there giving the award.
Do you want
out.
Midgets or fidgets up there?
Same thing. Huh. Depends on who you ask.
Okay.
Them's not babies, them's fidgets.
I know the lie. Well, Anthony, I got a little song that'll make you a little happy.
Oh, I doubt it.
Obviously, you're filled with a lot of angst today.
Yeah, a little bit.
You started off in a bad mood because you're a little cold and you had no oil in your house.
Yeah, I couldn't take a shower. Look at me. Look at this. I got like this frizz thing hanging out the back of my hat. I couldn't shower.
It's turning into dreadlocks.
It almost is. For God's sake. And I thought for some reason we got gas, water, heat, and then oil heat. So I thought the shower was good. So I turned the shower on, just ice cold.
Yeah.
It sucks.
I think this is the first time you're more miserable than me.
I'm just a mess today.
And I'm pretty much miserable every day.
I'm a mess.
All right, I got a song that's going to put you at ease, though.
All right.
You need to pick me up.
Help me out. Help me out.
I am going to help you out here, Anthony.
Yeah. Oh, you son of a... Great. Play the Homo Jets song for me.
Come on. Big win yesterday. Let's get in the mood here, Anthony.
I'm getting emails that people have heard this on Z100 as a legitimate song.
Yeah.
Like the jocks get all excited.
Yeah.
Hey, go Jets! Green strap-ons. That's the way that I go when you lube them. Ah.
Dan Marino, he's not even in it anymore.
Why are you playing this?
All right. Wait, here's the hook.
Ah, the hook, all right. Ah. Ah,
come on, this puts you in a good mood, Anthony.
Oh, it puts me in a great mood. I have an email about this song, too, that agrees that two guys, we heard from the guy that wrote this song. He said him and his friend were driving home from the Jets game listening to YMCA, and they came up these lyrics. And the guy emailed me and said, I agree with you, Anthony. What two guys driving home from a Jets game would listen to YMCA?
Together.
Except two homos.
Yeah.
And I think it's reflected in this song.
You might sneak one of those, like, faggy songs on your radio if you're by yourself, knowing no one else is going to, you know, know that you were listening to it. But when you're hanging with your pals and you're getting into YMCA together, that's a little scary.
Okay, all right, enough.
What are you doing with the song?
Give it to me. He sent another one. I cannot believe he sent another one. No, I will put this in a very safe place, Opie.
All right.
Okay?
Yeah. Put it in a safe place because we need to play it about 10 times this week because the Broncos game is Sunday.
Did he send any more copies?
This is the fourth copy he has sent.
Any more, though, besides this one right now?
Because for some reason, I don't know, the other copies got wrecked.
All right. Well, I'll put it right here.
The Rock of New York, 102.7 WNEW, Smithereens, A Girl Like You. Black Crowes before that from By Your Side, Kicking My Heart Around. Those guys playing the Bowery Ballroom tonight. Ralph DeTore did a great job interviewing the boys. That was some fun radio. And don't forget, tomorrow, this is your last chance to see the Black Crowes tomorrow night at Irving Plaza. The Black Crowes will be at the Tower Records downtown tomorrow. That's the one on 4th and Broadway. And if you buy a copy of their new album, you get a ticket to see them live tomorrow night at Irving Plaza. That's a deal.
Cool.
That is very cool. Now, we're having a problem with the midgets. Explain this again, Anthony, really fast.
Well, we're supposed to present an award at the Air Awards, which is this thing that the radio industry puts on where they all get together and smooch each other's butts by giving each other these awards.
What's some of the categories, Anthony?
Oh, my God. You got your best midday show, Opie.
Mm-hmm.
You have your best production in a creamed corn commercial. You have best use of a slide whistle in a wacky zany bit. We're supposed to go. We got roped into going.
See, we hate the Air Awards. We'll explain why, because we were involved in them.
Yeah.
And we were up against some pretty heavy names, talk shows and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to sit there and say, oh, you're bitter because you lost. Yeah, we lost. But we didn't lose to another talk show.
No.
We lost to a lady that segged records and did a weather break.
She did a weather break. They played her winning tape. Like of this thing that she did that she won.
It's like best afternoon drive talent. This here comes
and
the
here
fat
it
pig
is.
From whatever the station was,
and here she is.
Because every girl with a sexy voice on the air is fat.
Yeah, and she's. They play her tape, her winning tape,
yeah.
And it's just that was the Rolling Stones. Tonight it's going to be partly cloudy. Tomorrow, look for some clearing and sunshine, 76 degrees on Jammin', or whatever it was.
Right. And coming up, another 30-minute music sweep.
Yeah.
With Celine Dion.
And all the jerk-offs in their suits. Yeah, they're clapping like, wow, that was great. Jeez, what a job. Ugh.
So.
Yeah, so it just showed us, you know.
How ridiculous this industry really is.
And all of a sudden here today, we're presenting.
Yeah.
Does that happen?
I don't know, but we're not presenting.
So we want two midgets.
In our place.
When they intro, and here's Opie and Anthony, I want two midgets to come out.
In cute little tuxedos.
Cute little midget tuxedos.
Mm-hmm.
I want them to have those little milk crates.
Yep.
That they got to slap down, make a lot of noise, and then step up on them.
And now the award for the best news.
That's what I want.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we need two midgets. Where do you get midgets?
We got a radio show. We got a few listeners out there.
If we have any midget listeners, maybe we could pay them. I'd be willing to, you know, throw them $100, $200 for the effort.
I'll pay a midget a Hyundai. We need two of them, though.
Yeah, we need two midgets. We need an Opie midget and an Anthony midget.
Yeah.
You think I should put the big wig on my midget?
Yeah, you could do that.
The big fro wig or something?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
And
yeah.
Then, and then the other midget could look like a surfer dude.
Yeah. And they could be wearing our faggy Opie and Anthony t-shirts.
Yeah. The only marketing tool we got in 7 months.
And eating a giant Pop-Tart. And it'd just be great.
So, Rick, go to the phones now and get our midgets. Oh, great.
What?
I guess.
Maybe they're busy faxing. Oh, that's right. We don't have fax paper. The Bitter Monday Show.
Well, we decided to come on the air and have everyone fax in their stuff about the Jets. Huge win yesterday.
Yeah.
And we couldn't figure out why we weren't getting any faxes. It turns out we have no fax paper in the whole building.
Yeah.
So there goes that bit today.
So if you were one of those idiots, like, you know, faxing over and over again and getting busy signals and nothing going through, that's the reason. Sorry. Yeah. We can't afford fax paper at this point, I believe.
So yeah, if somebody can come up with a couple of midgets for us or leads on the two midgets, pair of midgets.
Yeah, we'll pay them. We'll pay them well.
Yeah.
At least $100 each. You'll be there for half hour tops.
Yeah, tops.
Tops.
Yeah. That's it.
All right?
Yeah.
Getting a request for the scrotum call from somebody out there.
Oh, that one, yeah.
I haven't played this in a real long time. The Rock of New York, 1027 WNEW. That's the new band Train and Free is the name of the song off their debut CD. It's Opie and Anthony. Out the door. Thanks for dealing with us today.
Yeah.
It was the bitter Opie and Anthony show.
Yeah. We have our fun days where we're really up and really fun. And then we have our days like this where we're just a little vocal on our misery.
Mm-hmm.
we're pretty manic, I guess. Swing one way and the other. That's it.
No in between.
The Prozac show.
Yeah. Then the boss will sit us down tomorrow and tell us we've been too negative lately.
And we have to go to our happy place.
And we'll nod our heads. And then we'll just go on the radio and do what we want anyway.
Hear more stuff like, Pusky. Make you laugh.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to be broadcasting live from the Black Crow show next.
All right.
At the Bowery Ballroom. That should be some great broadcasting.
Yeah.
I'd stick around if I was you.
Yeah.